I used to hate hills when I first started cycling. We're talking tandems.
Yeah.
But I think it was a combination of the pilot and me not used to cycling. I wasn't as fit, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I really didn't like hills. Hated hills.
Yeah.
Now, no. In the right gear, hills are fine. Hills are my friend.
Do you two ride a lot together? Or?
Yes, yeah, yeah. We are actually a couple
now. Right, okay.
Yes, and so this is my own bike. So it's been adapted to suit me and my dodgy wrists and my dodgy back with suspension and suspension there for his dodgy bits.
So did you meet through Talking Tandem?
Yeah.
Oh, right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yes, so yes.
How, tell me about that. How long ago was that?
Two years ago.
Almost.
Yeah.
Trip down to Dunbar. When you've got somebody in the back of your tandem for 5 hours, you get to know them.
Yeah.
Must admit, on the tandem, I do quite like a bit of speed as well.
Oh, yeah.
49 miles an hour, I think, is the fastest we've gotten on this bike.
49.
With the terrain we've got round about here, you get quite a variety, you know? Not only in terms of inclines, but the sort of geography that you'll get around about you. I mean, a lot of farmland around about here. So if you cycled past a field with corn in it, you know, that's ready for harvesting, that's a completely different sound from a barren field or a loch or something like that, you know? So I guess one of the things I enjoy exploring new places for is just experiencing those different soundscapes, which would also include sort of getting close to rivers, or moving water is always good fun. Our lunch stop today is going to be Crookadevin. There's a large loch up there, big dam, lots of water rushing around. It's always quite an exciting place to go and sit and listen, you know?
Yeah.
But that's the sort of exploring you can do on a bike, you know, and get quite up close and personal with your surroundings. Which you can get in a car, or you don't get while you're pounding away on a treadmill in the gym, you know?
I would add to that the smells that you get in these sort of forests. I mean, cycling through a forest when the rain's just been, if you're not wet yourself, it's just fantastic fun. You get some even the smell of, you know, tarmac in after it's just been raining is a glorious one. But sort of ferns and grass just after rain is just fantastic. You know, I just love those sort of smells. You know, today we cycled past some hedgerows that had a licorice smell. I have no idea what plant that makes that, but it was great. I enjoyed that. You know.
But it used to be when people would come along, one of the more experienced, sort of visually impaired people would go in the back with them, just to give them, you know, a wee cycle somewhere, and there'd be somebody on a solo bike along with. And there's a few of them that would be really quite nervous and whatnot. Well, I'm really responsible for this blind person and whatnot. And I've always said to them, if I could see, I would be on the bike by myself. I choose to be on this bike. It's me that's putting you on the front, so you're not responsible for me.
Okay.
It's, you know, I see it as my, I'm choosing to be here.
Yeah.
So there's quite a few of them who said it actually made them feel better about doing it.
As my confidence has grown, as I've cycled more, I've definitely started to cycle further afield. I've begun to know my own neighbourhoods, my own local runs far better as well, so I can actually navigate from the sounds and smells. We'll learn what hills are where, or I'll pay attention, far more than a sighted person, I'll pay attention to speed bumps, or dents in the roads, or manhole covers, all that sort of stuff. You know, things that I guess a sighted cyclist would take for granted are my little way markers, you know. So in my head, I will know that there are 5 manhole covers and a speed bump from here to the village of Town Hill. But I also will know when I am passing a traffic island. I mean, that reflects back a little bit of the bike noise. So you get to pick up on sort of the audio feedback of where you are as much as you do the physical sort of terrain. It's a different way of experiencing the same journey, isn't it? I guess the thing for me that I like so much is that experience changes every time you do it.